The level is sachmai. We're holding on the bottom of the arm. Be'etzem, we're holding in the middle of a shakra of a tarya. If chasher amamoyin, chasher ashvuasa. And the Gemara was tining that if chasher amamoyin, chasher ashvuasa, the height of the level of our kama that someone is chasher on mom and he's going to be chasher on shvu also. So let's go with the simplest nusach. There's no tayelis in making a shvua. So that technically the kash is that there's no tayelis in any shvua. There's no tayelis in any shvua. Because mamon shach. At Kama that he's going to steal, he's going to swear falsely also. What's the purpose? The Gemara originally posed this question on the Shmuel of Shnai Meizen. But Avada, after posing it on Shnai Meizen, the Gemara starts going through the various Shmuels. And we're getting to Davov today, and we're going to go through the ones that are on Davov. But in the wrap-up over here, the Gemara did say, Lamashol, Moid of a Mixas, we have a way out. Maybe really Choshen Amamoyin Choshen HaShvuasa, and we don't yet have a Pshan of the Shmuel of Shnai Meizen. But you have a kasha. What's pshat on a moed? Mix up the guy's being a mishtamit. You tovei him 100. He's moed only on 30. He's kaifer on 70. No, if he's planning to steal 70, he'll swear falsely also. No, he's not planning to steal 70. He pashat only has 30. He's desperate. He remembers from last time when he tried to tell the guy, please give me. It didn't work. So he lies. Yeah, he practices in the basement. He lies flat out. I only owe you 30. He does it without blinking. But his plan is to end up eventually pay you. Eventually he'll forget. He won't forget. But That's what the Shvuah is going to protect you. Because the Shvuah, he's going to say, no, that I can't do. And yet, what is he going to do? Admit that he taka owes you all the 70. And again, happened last time. Ask him, please, for an extension. Fine. So, and we tried the Shtamuti by various ones. But Frek the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Haman Beis. In the case of Rav Huna's case of Shvuah Sheinu Rishus, catch on, it's a Pekadoin where the Shoimer is paying. He either admits that it was a Pshia and he's paying, or he's Mamasha Oyber Chacham Tzadik and he says, it was an oinus, but I'm going to go with Nimashuras Hadin, Shkoyev, and he's paying you. And still, says Rav Huna, there's still one last Shvuah Shoimrim you have to do. What are you making a Shvuah Shoimrim? You're paying. Yeah, but maybe you're hiding in your basement. Maybe you either like Sachmoy. Maybe you like the watch. You're willing to pay full price, but you like the watch. Frek the Gemara, 1 second. Such a person is either like Sachmoy. And Frek the Gemara, this is where we're off to. Such a person who's over like Sachmoy is a Choshen Amamoyna. A Choshen Amamoyna, Choshen Ashvusa. What's the purpose of making him swear? If this guy really, Mamish Gnoy, knows that it's in his basement and he's planning to pay, but he wants to keep the watch, confronting him with a Shvua is going to do something? What's confronting him with a Shvua? Migu de Choshen Amamoyna. Which Mamoyna? He's not stealing a cent from you, but he's taking your watch. And he's chasher on mamoina, he'll swear falsely also. So the Gemara answers, loy sachmoy le'inshi, beloy domi mashmalahu. And we had a huge machlokes rishonim, we'll say b'ktsara, Tosfos in quite a few places in Shas, says, Baba Kamen, Baba Tzion, Baba Basra, we recorded various Tosfos, they all say that the emes is a person that does this, just described scenario. He hides a watch in his basement that you gave him to watch and says, oh yeah, brach, it was stolen, I'll pay you. And really he's hiding it. Get ready. He is over a lav doiraisa. Yes, you are over a lav doiraisa. Like this first shot I'm saying. If you're over a lav doiraisa, so then catch on. You should be pasul a this pasul shvua, chashad amamayin, and the whole works. Terence says, no, that's not what the Velt thinks. Le'inshi loy mashmalei. The Velt is unaware. No, so the Velt is, don't rely on the Velt. Stay tall, Yisoy, we brought other dugmois. Being Kaiver Mesa on Yom Tavrishin, we brought other dugmois. There's some things that are averis, but it doesn't pass for you. And it's le'dom in the mashmalu. Le'uma zeh, there's a Tysus in Sanhedrin, and according to the Marsha, Tysus by us, and Avhei over here, that holds no. Loy sachmai, you're only over loy sachmai when you don't pay. I said, and what do you need loy sachmai for? It's anyways loy sigzol, laver all of shnei laven. There's no loisachmain unless you taka, don't pay. Now it comes out of these atzamachlekes. Now, interesting. In the case we described, and this is a trick question. You know, by loisachmain, even when you do give money, there's two I found in how the guy's giving the money. I mean, people have stores, they sell things. There's nothing wrong with you. A guy sells you his watch, you pay him for a watch and he sells you. That's mekakomemka. It's that he doesn't want to sell you his watch. So why is he selling it to you? You sort of convincing him. Now we'll go into the elaborate details of how you convince him, but there's ways of convincing him, yeah? With threats. But then there's two scenarios. One where he eventually says, Roitzani, and one when he doesn't. What's an hour Gemara? Is it Raitzani or not Raitzani?
Why would it be different?
Because if it's Raitzani, so then there's Gemira's Das. Then maybe there's more of a reason that you're not doing an Avera.
You're not stealing.
And we're going to discuss Loisachmai. I know the Rambam. Excellent. But again, we're gonna make chalukim between Raitzani and not Raitzani. But in the rights and the not rights, and how would you put the case of our sugya? The oilam has to catch on. The case of our sugya is somewhere in between. The guy really believes you. You're giving him a sob story that it was stolen. He doesn't know to say rights any or not rights any. You really convinced him that it was stolen, and he's happy that you're paying him. But really, he's hiding in his basement.
Why is it he's trying to write rights because he's made him swear?
No.
You'd be Michael Shua.
No, not rights any is that the guy knows you're taking from him shalai kadin. And even with the threats and everything, he's still saying, I really don't want to give this to you. Here he, you know, with a krech, he's saying, oh, you know, someone stole it. You did this thing. You sold them bluff story. It's not right. It's not
right.
But that thing, it's in between.
If he was right, he'd be Michael Shua. He would say, oh, perfect. I actually wanted the cash. Don't swear.
No. I don't mean rights on, yes, so it's not rights on anyone to catch. I'd much rather have the watch. And still, I'm insisting that in the case when a guy still would much rather have the watch,
pulling on his final space.
The old vikuach I've been having with people is that even in the rights on any case, with the convincing, even the rights on any case, he'd still rather have the watch. There's rights on any. But I could pun him. Vashtein Rambam. Hilchis Gelav Avei the Perak Alav Alachdes. Kol Achoymir Avdei Aymosu Aybeisoi the Kalev Shel Chaveroi. I called Amr Sheef Shaloi Sheiknehu Mimenu. What is the Rambam adding? Anything that you can buy from him? Because there's a famous medrash. Let's say you're jealous of someone. You like his hair. You like his eye color. You like the way he looks. You're jealous of him about something. That's not Leisachmite. Leisachmite. Maybe speak to someone to help you go through your tufa. But it's not Leisachmite. Leisachmite is on a Dover Sheef Shaloi Sheiknehu Mimenu. Now continues the Rambam in that Leisachmite. The hichbet all of bereim, the hipster boy, atzalok chaimi menu, af al pishin asan loy damim rabim. You paid. What do you pay? You paid extra. Damim rabim. You paid more than cost price. Hareza oiver beloy sase, loy sachmoid. The ein loykin alav zeh mipnei sheein by maisa. He didn't do a maisa. Frek the ribin. He didn't do a maisa. He did a spitz maisa. He drove the guy nuts for a week, and eventually Taka made the guy give it to him. The Rambam says it's a lav sheein by maisa. Frek the Ravid, why is it aimed by Maisa? The Ravid says a very sharp lashon over here. The Ravid says, Omer Avram, loy ra'isi dover teima gadol mizeh. Heichon Maisa gadol, mina tilas chevitz. Abel hoya loy loymar, what should be the reason why you don't get malchus for loysachmoy? Because it's chayiv v'tashlumin. Because really you have to give it back then. He should give you back the money, and you should give him the watch. Not value, but you should give him back the item.
And for loysachmoy, it's chayiv v'tashlumin. Where is
the problem?
Why?
So we have a machlokes Rambam and Raivid. The Rambam says you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein by maisa. Taka, what's pshat in the Rambam? Also, the Rambam doesn't say it's with roitza and you're not. The Raivid, there's two Raivids. If you look it up, there's two Raivids. One Raivid is that he attacks. Why is it a lav she'ein by maisa? The other Raivid is. He adds, "V'loy amar roitzani." The Hainu, he names on Vidas the Rambam, and many name on Vidas the Rambam that even with roitzani, you're still a loisachmaidnik. And the Rivas argument, you're only a loisachmaidnik without a roitzani. And the other issue says, "What's a lavshein maisa? Spitz maisa." The Rambam says that it's a lavshein by maisa. The pshat in the Rambam is the Achrayim say, and again, it's such a good pshat. So what was the Rivas asking? But the Rivas says, "Dover teima gadol mizeh." The Rambam learns that the yisoid of the Aveir of Leisachman is the Hargosha, Balev. It's the Chemdom, which is interesting because you know when the Aseres Adibris, there's two Aseres Adibris, there's one in Parshas Vaeschanan and one in Yisroel. In Vaeschanan it says Leisisaveh. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts it as two different lavim. There's a lav of Leisachmoid from Yisroel and a separate lav of Leisisaveh. Sefer HaChinuch as well counts it as two different lavim. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs counts as two different lavim. The Smag doesn't. That's what you do with the Gezach. There's Mechlekes Rishonim in the Moinei HaMitzvahs. The Smag counts it as one lav. The Rambam Chinuch counts it as two different lavim. Many say that the reason it's two different lavim is that the Loisisava one, that's Hargosha, psychology, lave. But that's the Rambam. We're going to say that even the Loisachman is the lave. But, so why does the Rambam say you're only over if you were Mavzer by Bereim Ad Shalok? Right? Listen to a Moira the Keknech. It's the hargosha of lev. You know, but a guy can nonchalantly see someone has something, and you know, there's a tzip in his lev. You know, I wish I could have that thing. And maybe even like hint to the guy and this, you're not over yet. How stark in the lev does it have to be? I'll give you this, a levamometer. You know what the simon is? The measurement is? That you actually went and took it. That's how far you went. Not for taking it. It's a lav she'ein boy maisa. And by the way, you're not a goslin because you paid for it. And that's not the lav of loisachma. Yeah. Whatever it didn't, then it's not enough. No, there's always... If it delivered, that was the level. With all the challenges.
The Rambam's calling him a goslin. He says he has to pay back because he's a goslin.
The Ravid says you have to pay back. You're going one from the other. The Rambam learns that the lav of loisachmoid is even if you say roitzani. And possibly like the Rambam, maybe you don't have to give it back because the guy did sell it to you. The lav was for the chemda of a chemda that wasn't some a small tip in the lid. How stark of a chemda? You ready? At kaday that you actually delivered on it the goods and you taka took it. And that's a lav she'ein boy maisa. It's b'machshava b'alma. The Ravid learns no. It's a lav she'yesh boy maisa. Spitz maisa. Ein lecha maisa godol mizeh. So why is there no malchus? Because you have to return it. And now we have a problem. We have to get to Davo, but that's a different problem. But I want to talk about it initially like this. I spoke this out Thursday also. There's something called a chamsen. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Samach Beis, Ma ben gazlon lechamsen. What does the Gemara say? We also gave this Gemara on Thursday. Ma ben gazlon lechamsen. Gazlin lo yohav domi. A gazlon flat out steals something. He doesn't pay. Chamsen yohav domi. The chamsen's paying you. He's just taking it against your will. A chamsen is also puzzle. Is a chamsen over, trick question, is a chamsen over a lav de rice of loisachmoy? Machlokes Rishonim. Even the Rishonim that hold that loisachmoy is only when you don't give money, they agree that there's a shlechta yingle here called a chamsen. Did this chamsen over an iser de rice? No. I'm talking like the Rishonim, that you're not over loisachmoy when you give money. Was he over an Isser Dairaisa? No. I'm venturing to say, I don't know, I'm grappling with this. He wasn't over anything. Maybe not even an Isser Dairabana. But he's a Chamsa. There's a din. A Chamsa, he might even be Pasal Eidus with Dairaisa. It's not because of Avera. We said, but if it's not Avera, why is he Pasal? A Karev is Pasal. A lot of the Yemen Hilkas Eidus. A Karev, a Rasha the Chamas, a Rasha not of Chamas. Here's another one. A Chamsa. Chamsa is Pasal. Now, what's a Chamsa? It's up to Gemara Yoav done. Frek the Gemara, listen to a Gemara. Amar lei yov dami chamsin karisle. If he's yov dami, if he gave money, why is he a chamsin? V'ha amar avuna talua v'zavin zvini zvini. Talua is that you hung him up on the tree. He wasn't enough to show him the pictures. He wasn't convinced. You hung him up on the tree, and then it's zvini zvini. Says the Gemara, get ready. Like hasha hadam arayts and he hadalam avayarayts. The end of Gemara. By the way, if you turn the page in Baba Kama, if you turn the next page, this is Baba Kama Samad Beis. You turn to Amid Beis, it's the sugya of Chanukah in Baba Kama, but. I guess we went too slow. It would have been a good connection. But at Kapanah, the Gemara says, Hada Omar Roitzani, Hada Loya Omar Roitzani. Pash, the Svash state in the Gemara, Frek, the Magad Mishnah, the Minchasana talks about it. I want to get to the Shaytan of Earth. It's the first in the Gemara Lachar that if you say Roitzani, then it is Chal the Mechira, and then you're not a Chamsin. The Rambam first says, you're a Chamsin even if it's Roitzani. Says the Minchasana, the Rambam has a different Shana in this Gemara Baba Kama. The Rambam is learning that, and it's a Kash that a lot of Acharnim ask. There's a famous Gemara in Tamura. Call the Omer Rachman Aloy Savid, I Ovid Loy Mahani. And if you hold that even when it's Yov Domi, the Torah did say you're not allowed to do this, so then how could the Mechira be Chal? It shouldn't be Chal because of a Yisoid call the Omer Rachman Aloy Savid, I Ovid Loy Mahani. So the emphasis is the Achronim asked this, and there's a famous Marit. The Marit says the only time we implement call the Omer Rachman Aloy Savid, I Ovid Loy Mahani is only when, if you're going to say Loy Mahani, you won't be able to have Avera. There are certain averas that, depending if what you attempted to do was chal or not, is going to define whether you did the avera. So the Torah says, we'll save you. It's not an avera. But over here, the avera you did anyways, regardless if the mechira is chal or not, what you did was the avera. Especially like the Rambam, the Machshava, you did the avera. So loy mahani, we're not going to take it away. But the Minchas Chinuch says a different connection. He says, I don't know really if the guy really, 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 really wants to sell you the watch, but he said right, Sonny? So what do you mean loy mahani? Loy mahani is to punish the guy that's doing the loisavid. But if the moicher said already writes ani, he wants the sale. So why should we mevatel the sale? That's what the Gemara means about a kama. Ha the Omer writes, and you're not thinking out of chamsin. You're a chamsin. Over the kasha was that it should be over the mahani and the mechira shouldn't be chal. The Torah says if the moicher said writes ani, so he wants it to be chal, and then we're not gonna be mavatal the mekach. We are going to attempt to go to that vav. I just want to speak out of Ben Yehoyada. He says, what's a chamsin? A chamsin, it's the letters chas, we scrambled, it's the letters chas man. He's chas. Chas means he has rachmanis on. He has rachmanis on the man. Who's the man? The man is gematria nigzal. So a gazlan doesn't have rachmanis on the nigzal. He takes the watch and says bye. And he watches him walk out with the watch. The chamsin is chas on the man. He's chas on the nigzal. He chach pays you the money. You're still not a grace of tzaddik. Are you ever allowed there, Isa? My boy just was shining. Talk to Gemara Viter. We're on that Vavim and Aleph, and we're still in the middle of the discussion of Chashan Amamayna, but what we survived on Hay was, and we're not going to anymore, but what we survived on Hay was that when we brought in various Shavuos, we kept on saying that even if Chashan Amamayna Chashan HaShavuosa and Shnayim Oichzim is going to be Shver, don't ask me from the various mentioned Shavuos that were until now. We had Turutzim for Mishtamet and whatnot. Now the Gemara is going to give us a string of Shavuos where we don't have that Teretz anymore, and it's going to force the Gemara to put up a flag that says Chashan Amamayna Loi Chashan HaShavuosa. No choice until we get tomorrow to Abaya. But let's see what the Gemara says. The first one of the three. There are actually going to be three more. I'm giving you the information in advance. The Elohadam Rav Nachman, the famous Rav Nachman that said Mashbi and Oisai Shavuos Hesis. Name Amigu the Chashan Amamayna Chashan HaShavuosa. Flat out. Shavuos Hesis is either a takon in the times of Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman was machadish that it already was true in the times of the Mishnah, but it's certainly not a Dairaisa. Rav Nachman came and said that, whereas, Midairaisa only a Moid de Bemixas swears. Or, if the Taiveya has an Eid Echad, that's what makes you swear. But a regular, classic, generic Kaifer HaKol does not swear Midairaisa. Kacha, we talked about it on the Gimel. Rav Nachman came and said there is a Shavuos Midirabbanon. Frek zech the kasha, why is there a shvuah mid the Rabbanan? The guy says you owe me 100, he says no, I owe you 0. Yechoshet, he's lying? Yeah. And that's what he's swearing for. What's the purpose? What's the tayelis? Man arviach. Choshet amamoyna, choshet ashvuasa. If he was holding my stealing, why can't you say mishtamute? We said, mishtamute worked until now. What? Why did it work until now? Because kaifer akol. It's a chutzpah. Meiz b'nei b'chaybet. On a kaifer akol, you're not meis. Is that true? A kaifer akol is not meis? We always been bothered that a mishtamet l'chayra should selectively choose the amount he's being mishtamet on should be the amount he needs. And yet we've seen that to be mishtamet on 50,000 out of 60,000, that's moed b'mixas, and a mishtamet will do that. But to be mishtamet on $15, if the tevi is only $15, no, he won't be kaifer akol. Now we saw that Avada, really desperate, there is a sliver of Mishtamet even on Kaifer HaKol, but not enough. Problem number one is that the Gemara in Shavuos, which is in today's Mar Mekoymus, which brings the concept of Shavuos Hesis. Let's start. Amar Rav Nachman, Mashbi and Oisei Shavuos Hesis. My time, now careful, my time is a Derabbanan that people came over about this at a crisis. There's no Derayis at the Geshavuah by Kaifer HaKol, except for Rashi and Baba Kama by Pekodin, but there's no Derayis at the Geshavuah by Kaifer HaKol. But what is going on? The Gemara says, my time, Chazaka ein adam teveilam ken yesh loyalav. Okay, so why isn't that a deraisa de kesvara? It's not. It's not. On a deraisa de level, chazaka ein adam teveilam ken yesh loyalav is not enough to be mechayev. But it's enough that midravanan they implemented it. Frek the gemara, but adarava. The guy says you owe me 100. He says back I owe you 0. Chazaka ein adam meis ponav nevel chayve, and that should pater you the chiv shvuah. And the gemara says, wow, who would have thunk? Gemara in shvuah, stachmen. Ishtamute, who the gum ishtamit? Sovra the Havalez is a brownly. The Kaifer HaKol is mishtamit. Shteita, that a Kaifer HaKol is also mishtamit. The Gemara even adds, Teida, that's the famous rule. Kaifer b'milvis, kashalei, this Kaifer b'bekadin, if you know he's hiding in his basement, this pasalei, this, because there's mishtamit. So Fregan Ala Rishonim, so there is mishtamit by Kaifer HaKol. What's the Gemara's problem? Let's see how Tysus deals with it. There's also a Ramban I want to get to. Tysus asked the Kasha. Teima, hohachanami mishtamit. A Kaifer HaKol is also mishtamit. Step number one. Zok Toysis. Rav Nachman holds that the Shavuos Hesis, even if a guy goes to you straight out, he sees you wearing a watch. He says, that watch that you're wearing, it's mine. And the guy has to swear Shavuos Hesis. There's no Mishtamet. He has it. Just give it back. Mishtamet is that you don't have the thing available, you don't have the money available to pay. Here, you have it on your hand. So one second, there is a Shavuos Heses even in such a case? That's a Chiddush. Not only is it a Chiddush, it's a disaster. The Gemara in Shavuos says that Shavuos Heses is based on Mishtamet. And now you're telling me, okay, it's based on Mishtamet. But in a case when there's no Mishtamet, there's also a Shavuos Heses. Now, if the Eilim just let me get away with it, it's fine, because Tosfos also does. Tosfos says there's a light plug. Yes, the platform for Shavuos Mishtamet is based on, quickly, Eidot Tveilim Ken Yeshloi, countered by a Chazok and a Demeis Panav, Mishtamet in the middle. Oh, but when there's no Mishtamet, there's also a Shavuos Heses. Now let me tell you something. The Achronim use a Lashon. What's the pshat that there's always Shavuos Heses? Doch Shavuos Heses. Doch. Shavuos Heses is, even if there's no Dror, you know, we've been selling ever since Daf Gimel that every Shavuos platformed by a Dror. Shavuos Heses is Doch, it doesn't make a difference. There's a Shavuos Heses no matter what.
It makes sense that it's, we're trying to accomplish anything, especially we're
still... No, we're still accomplishing. We're vaguely accomplishing. We are accomplishing because there are going to be those few people that are going to be confronted with the Shavuos Heses. Well, there are those that really are saying the truth and are going to be confronted, but they have Brisker and Ervin and they're going to lose them. We can't save the whole world. But there are also going to be... There are also going to be the people that are going to back down because there's Shavuos Heses.
Why do we have our whole sukkah? Why don't we just say, just let Shavuos Heses?
There is always Shavuos Heses. Yes, there is always Shavuos Heses. But Shavuos Heses is not a Raya. What? Which Rashi?
But Makama. I thought the way Rashi
learns
the Gemara
and
Shavuos is
that
by
Pekadim
there's no Shavuos Heses.
No, by Pekadim there's no Shavuos Heses. I think Shavuos Heses. Well, by Pekadim the end. Meaning when there's no Mishtamet. Yeah, that's a, yeah, Avada. By the end. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Yeah, Avada.
The Chiddush doesn't hold that there's a law.
Yeah. That the light plug. Yeah, about a lot of Mishnah. But Tosfos says even when it's bad. But then Tosfos goes further. V'chein pirush Rav Hai going. Shemashbiyin Shavuos Heses akar kois. Afagav l'shayach l'mishtamut. This is even a bigger Chiddush. You know, everyone knows Einish ban al akar kois. There's no Shavuos Moed b'mixas on karka. There's no Shavuos Eirecher on karka. There's no Shavuos Hashayim on karka. Is there a Shavuos Gilgal on karka? First, right? We did it on Daf Dalet. But Tosfos is now quoting from Rav Haigan that there's a Shavuos Heses on Karka. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Maram Kaim, it's in Tzadi Hei. Eivu Dvorim She'ein Yishvon Aleim in HaTorah. Karka. Avodim, Shtoris. And then he fears us, Avo Shavuos Heses Nishvon Afilu Al Dvorim Eivu. Others argue, the Mechaber brings this din of Rav Haigan, that there's a Shavuos Heses even on Karka. Now what is Tosfos bringing in Karka for? Actually, it's a Machlaikis who argues, the Hagoyis Ashri, did we put it down there? The Hagoyis Ashri Afanar, the Hagoyis Ashri is usually the Hagoyis on the rush. We didn't bring that, but you can look it up in the Agoyis Ashri Afanart and now Sugi. The Agoyis Ashri brings, he always quotes the Maharach or Zeruah. He says, even Shavuos Heses, there's no Heses on Karka. But what do we want with Karka? Why is it relevant for us? It's relevant because Karka is never Mishtamet. Because the guy says, give me the Karka. What do you mean? It's there. Give it to him. So it's Tosfos continuing his theme. There's a Shavuos Heses even when there's no Mishtamet because it's Be'en. Give me the watch that's on your hand. There's a Shavuos Heses even by Karka. And on Karka, there's no Mishtamet. Interruption question. Hey, Amar Aleph, top Tosfos. Hey, Amar Aleph, top Tosfos. Tosfos says that even on Karka there's Mishtamet. How is there Karka Mishtamet? A guy comes to you and says, this deer, give it to me, you owe it to me, and you Mishtamet. Why? You say, no, my patam, it's not yours, even though you know it belongs to the guy. But what are you being Mishtamet for? Because you owe money to someone else also, and you gave him the Karka as a Mashkin. So you're stalling. You could be stalling on a Karka that's the end. For that reason, you could be stalling on the watch that's on your hand also. Interesting. But that's a shtickle aura. I don't know what to say to that. It's a steer from Tosfos. This is a pin test kasha. From Tosfos on Hayim and Aleph Tav Tosfos, straight through. Tosfos says, Shem agam b'karka shayich k'tzatz ishtamutei, because k'shem a mishkin of esavar adahav alei zuzi paranalei. And here Tosfos says, karka, there's no mishtamet.
It says shem k'tzatz.
Shem k'tzatz, yeah. And here he says zero. Okay.
It's
he went through a Chanukah and then he says zero.
It's a specific case of karka of koi v'rakol. Maybe there's a little ishtamutei, but not enough to play a role in the whole
einadah. Okay, levels, I got you. But now with Tosfos fears eyes. V'koshe, the Beperek Shavuos al Yonah Mashkin the Loi Mechayev Shavuos Heses Elo Mishim Ishtamutei, the Gemara that we quoted, the Kaparach Adarav, Ena the Meis Panav, Umishani Ishtamutei. Tosfos puts up a mamish, a white flag, V'yeshleimar, Kivin the B'she'eni Be'en Mishtamet, so after Shubayen Leiflug Rabbanon, Inami, this is even a wider flag, Inami, people didn't have what this means, Inami Akoshi de Rabchiyah Samach, which Rabchiyah? Rabchiyah Kamaisa or Rabchiyah Basraisa? Rabchiyah Kamaisa or Rabchiyah Basraisa? Rabchiyah Tlataisa. The next kasha that the Gemara is going to ask, I hope to get there, is from Shavuos HaNoitlin of Chenveni. So Zach Tosfos says, Hesus is a bluff kasha. Let's not talk about it. Let's get to the next one. I'm not up to it yet, though. So I want to talk about Hesus a little bit more. Tosfos says, again, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that from Shmuel's Hesus that there's no din of mishtamid by a kofer akol, and still there's a Shmuel must be headline chashan amamoino loy chashan ashvusa. So Tosfos starts correcting. There is a little bit mishtamid. There's not. There are cases when there's not. The Ramban in Afanar in the sugya brings in Moirid the Kenut Eretz. He says, you know the mishtamet that we've been discussing, this mishtamet guy, we've been analyzing his psychological attitude ever since that Gimel Man Aleph. He's someone who did borrow 100. He knows he owes the full 100. Without blinking, he practiced. He says, I only owe you 30. He did this because last time when this happened, he asked the guy, he says, I don't have, and he didn't end nicely. So this time he's trying a different venue and he's practicing and says, I only owe 30. His plan is, hopefully soon, in a few weeks, to pay you back. And we said, such a kind of mishtamet has limitations. He won't do it on a kai for a kol. Regardless of the amount, he won't do it on a kai for a kol. Correct? And then we have a problem, because the Gemara says mishtamet by a kai for a kol. Zokter Ramban. That staller, the guy who's stalling for time, it's a true yesoid. He will not be mishtamet on the full amount. Even if he needs the full amount. He needs more than the full amount. He won't do it on the full amount. He'll give it 80%, 90%, 99%. He won't do a kai for a kol. The Gemara says that by Yeshua's Heses, the Yesoid is Mishtamet. Says the Ramban, it's a different kind of Mishtamet. It means something totally different. Listen to this guy. I don't know about this guy, but that's what he says. Someone borrowed money, 100. And it comes time to pay back. And you know what? He has the money. He's not stalling. He has the money. And he pushes it, practices. This needs even more practice. When he gets to Bezdin, he says, where's the money? He says, no, I never borrowed. Or Parait Yaakov. Why is he doing that? He likes money. Now, this is not a kind of guy that goes robs banks. He doesn't do that. He's not a Chashad Amamayna, but he's a Mishtamet. The Girsa is not Mishtamet Ad Havale Zuzi Uparanale. No. That's not the Mishtamet. Mishtamet! He's not stalling.
What about
the Shema? Let me explain this, Raman. No. He's not. That's the Chap. It's even that is enough. Is enough for the Gemara and Shavuos. Let's go back again. The Gemara and Shavuos asked, what's the Yisrael Shavuos asks? Step one, Einan Tven Ken Yeshla. Correct the Gemara back. No, shouldn't be a Shavuos. Einan the Meis. And Einan the Meis, for sure you shouldn't need a Shavuos. Einan the Meis. So the Gemara, no. Let me tell you, there's a level of a Chutzpinyak who's able to be Meis. His mom is planning, he has the money. He's planning just to walk out and not pay. So you're asking, he's a Chashad Amamoyna. Baruch Shekivanta. Now appreciate this Ramban. That's what the Gemara means. This is yet a raya that Choshen Amamoino loy Choshen Ashvusa, because a guy like this, yes, headline, is a Choshen Amamoino. I didn't say he wasn't. All I'm trying to answer up is that the Gemara in Shavuos that says he's a Mishtamet, he's not a Mishtamet Ad Havalei Zuzei. He's a Mishtamet. He's the kind of guy who borrows money. By the way, when he borrowed the money, was that his plan?
Probably not.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
That's what I'm saying. Is that hard? I don't know. Could he be planning this?
Then he's a Gazlan.
Is he? Right. Is he?
If you borrow money,
into his house or doing that with a plan.
Tricking, yeah.
We can talk about it. Barak upon him. Zichar, the Ramban, and this Rav Haigoin is definitely a new kind of mishtamet. Main deal. They're not Goyris mishtamet ad havalei zuzi. It's mishtamet. He's not the staller. He's just planning to not pay back. Zokti Gemara. We have a lot to do. Zokti Gemara. So one second. We have our first maybe raya that choshen amamoyna loy choshen ashvusa. Because Shavuos Heses is a Kaifer HaKol. There's no Mishtamet by Kaifer HaKol. Fregen Al Mishayim, there is Mishtamet by Kaifer HaKol. The first Shikimar and Shavuos Daf Mem. Taisa says, you're right, in most cases there is, but we're asking from that one weird case where it's not, and it's a light plug. And the Ramban's Teretz was that there's a Mishtamet to push and not pay back, but Avad, he's a Choshen Amamoyin, a Choshen Ashvus. Vesu. I'm going to have to go back to it, please. Vesu. Hadetani Rav Chia. Shneem nishboyin v'noitlin imalabayis neim amigud chashad amamoyin chashad ashvusa. Frekt a lot of achroinim. The tzlach, the pnei Yeshua, the maram shif. A lot of achroinim. The Gemara chose as the next raya that chashad amamoyin aloy chashad ashvusa. Mind you, what we're looking for now are shvuos that don't have mishtamet. That's our plan. That's our quest. Because if you find a shvuah that does have mishtamet, so we have a teretz, mishtamet. We're looking for shvuos that don't. If you think about it, any shvuos hanoitlin, any shvuos hanoitlin in the book, open up Masechta Shvuos, the last paragraph, the second to last paragraph, shvuos hanoitlin, every shvuos hanoitlin in the book is someone that right now doesn't have something. He wants to be noitlit. He can't be being mishtamet. Mishtamet is that when you're being demanded something and you don't have it, so you make up this story that you really never owed it, whatever. But a noitel, by definition, l'chayr is not a mishtamet. Now, you could kvetch. He's a mishtamet. He really needs that thing. He's like backed up. He backed up in that rabbi. I don't know. But most achrayim them on that any shvuas hanoitlin behagdara, by definition, is not a mishtamet. So why did the Gemara Dafka choose, which case did the Gemara choose the sugi of chenveni? Now people get confused. Rashi asks, Koshali, amai shofkala masnisin the shvuas amai silami braisa. I think Rashi's asking a little bit of a different question. When you're asking specifically from the case of chenveni, why did we quote the braisa of Rav Chiya of chenveni? Why didn't you quote chenveni from the Mishnah? Which is a nice kasha. Rashi asks it, he doesn't say a teretz. But I'm adding the Pnei Yeshua tumim maram shif, tzlach kais Yeshua's kasha. Every shvu, you could have asked from every shvu was a nightman. The whole package, Shavuos HaNoitlin, always is without Mishtamet. And there should be Chashar HaMamoyna, Chashar HaShavuos HaShkoyech.
Is that a Rebach of being more of a Chashar because of the Minei
Uvei
aspect?
Why? Because there's two of them? No.
I know about those that there's...
Go through the cases of Noitlin. A lot of them are like that. Go through the cases. Toysis asked it also, Hiksha Rashi, Amai Lemaise Masnissi, the Shavuos, V'yeshlemed Ayidei Rav Chiyah Shana Rebbe, Kedemukha Chasam. Now, The last finale, but it's a big topic. Let's get started. Vesu, we're going now. Vesu, the last one. This is the last one until we're going to put up a white flag and prove that Chashir HaMamayna Loi Chashir HaShvusa, until Abaya, tomorrow, is going to do Safak Milvi Yashana, which is Gor Gishmak. I'm excited about it, but I'm excited about this also. It goes like this. Vesu, Had Omer Rav Sheshes, Shalosh Shvuas Mashbiyanoisai, every Shoimer, Chinom, when you go to him and says, where is the watch I gave you to watch? And he says, it's lost or stolen, not the Pshia. So sorry. The din is we say, okay, sorry, but you have to swear. And the Gemara says, there are three shvuas. He has to swear that he wasn't Pashaya. We don't just take his word for it. He has to swear that he wasn't Pashaya. He has to swear that he wasn't Shaleach Yad. Shaleach Yad means what? Shaleach Yad means that in the past few weeks when he was watching it, he might have once used it. If he used it, that's called a Shaleach Yad. It's from first Pasuk. If someone is Shaleach Yad in a Pekadai, that automatically upgrades him to be chayiv even an oinsin. Kacha. Forever? No. Could be there are certain ways. I'm not doing shlichas yad. The sugyas of shlichas yad are in the end of the third parak. We'll get there as soon as we can. On daf mem aleph mem beis. The last 2.5 blot of parak hamaskin are the sugyas of shlichas yad. But the yisoid of shlichas yad is that any shomer who was, he's not a shoyel, he's a shomer, and he used the pekadin he wasn't supposed to, it's not just nu. He automatically gets upgraded to be chayiv in an oinsin. Kacha, that's the din. Zeres hakasa, midaraisa. He's chayiv in an oinsin. So, even after this Shomer Chinam swears to us that he wasn't Pashaya, the owner of the watch, who forget, he's Miyanish on his watch, he wants to get at least money, tells the Shomer, besides that you're swearing to me that you weren't Pashaya, swear to me that you didn't do Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad is that you used it once. Because if you did, and you weren't, there are ways of returning shlichas yad, reinstating it back to the state. Some say just putting it back on the shelf. I'm not going into those deals. What the rules of what makes you ois shlichas yad. But there are cases when you're on a running shlichas yad ticket, and you're going to be chayiv anointed. So even after the shomer swore to him that he wasn't pashaya, the owner says, swear to me also that you weren't shlichas yad, because if not, then even if you were, they were oinus yichayiv. So he swears that also. And then, some dritten mal, he swears a shvua, he says, swear to me, you're not hard to get in your basement. So, Rav Huna did that early when the guy was willing to pay. Now we're talking about when the guy's not willing to pay, but swear to me, you're not hiding in your basement. So those are the three shvuas that the Shomer swears. Frek the Gemara on this whole package. Name amigu the chashad amamayin the chashad ha-shvuasa. Ella, lo yamrina amigu the chashad amamayin the chashad ha-shvuasa. Abaya amar, no, that's for tomorrow. Now, which one of the shalish shvuas shomrim is the Gemara asking from? Now, if you want to just be betmimis, you could just say from all of them. But think about it. A shomer also maybe is mishtamet. Let's assume that this Shomer knows the honest truth. You know what really happened? He was Pesheya. He was Pesheya Shem Tzenemo. He left a big sign on the door that said, to all Mishalachim, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. And probably not one of the Mishalachim, but someone took the watch, yeah? I mean, that's a Pesheya. So, and he knows that. He knows that. And he was Peshem. No. But he was Peshem. No, one second. I know. I'm going to run out of time. So the Chayra, to swear Shalai Peshayti Bo, Avadi you have Mishtamet. Maybe you were Peshayah, but you don't have the money to pay back. So that's not the Gemara's Kasha, because we know that trick already. Any Shavua that has Mishtamet, that we've been there, done it on the Chayim and Beis. So which Shavua are we asking from? So it's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisus. Rashi says, Shalai Shavuas Mashbiyan Oisei L'shoim Rechinam Shatoyin Shenignava. Shalai Shalachti Bayad, Lasich Malachti. Di Shalach Bayad, Havagazlan Olel. Umechayim Ba'oitzei. Ba'fimu Nensev Rishusoi, Kaima V'didehu, and he's Bechoyev. Frek the Gemara, get ready, Zok Rashi. Neima Gabi Shavua She'ene Rishusoi, Migu D'chashir Amamoyna. Shema Bershusa Yuva Kaifer Bachashad Nam Yashvua. So Rashi very carefully says that the Kash is from Shvua She'ena Bershusa, which is a true thing. I have a Mefarsha Gemara that Shvua She'ena Bershusa, there's no Mishtamet. First of all, logic. There's no Mishtamet, it's in your basement. But I have a Mefarsha Gemara. Earlier, the Gemara asked from Rav Huna of Shvua She'ena Bershusa. And why over there was there no Mishtamet?
It was right
because he was, there. Because he was, no, but why was it? Because he was willing to pay. But Vices, and there was like Sachma, it was like Dami Mashfalu. So over here, where it's not Leisachma, because he's not planning to pay, it's in first that Einer Bershusi would be an issue. On Hayim and Beis, Einer Bershusi was an issue. And how do we get out of it? Because he is paying. Okay, here he's not paying. Manasseh, that Tosis argues on the Gimel and the Beis. Tosis says that the Kash is from Shvur Shalai Shalachti Bayad. Why? Why does Rashi not hold like Tosis, and why does Tosis not hold like Rashi? B'doichik, I'll tell you, some people have big basements. And maybe Shvur She'ene Bershusi, there's a Mishtamet. The guy says, it's going to take me 2 weeks to go through all the junk down there. He's being Mishtamet. He's stalling. He's being Mishtamet until he finds it. He has to swear any Bershusi. Maybe. But what about Shvur She'ene Shalachti Bayad? Are you a Mishtamet? L'chayra, a Shvur She'ene Shalachti Bayad. Let's say you were Shaleich Yad 2 weeks ago. For 5 minutes, you didn't Halzachayim, you used the watch. And again, I don't know the rules of Shlichas Yad, because Pashtas, if you put it back in the box, you're fine. But let's assume whatever it is, he's in Shlichas Yad mode. Now, it's not the Seder what he did then. But he knows he did that. He knows the halacha. He knows that he's chayiv, even if it's an oinus. But he's a mishtamet, because he doesn't have money to pay you. So he's going to lie and say, Lo shalachti bayad. Why is there no mishtamet on Shlichas Yad? They say because he had no excuse to be Shlichas Yad to begin with. Yeah, but that's bygones. I did that already. Now I'm a mishtamet. Now I owe the money.
He's in Meir Heter.
Yeah, but when was he Moira Heter? The problem is, to be Shalech Yadi didn't have Moira Heter. To be Shalech Yadi didn't have Moira Heter. Mamash and Gezel. That's the Sukkot of Shalech Yadi.
Don't you see that you
know? Yeah, I'm saying that. Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it in a different way, but I'm saying that. What?
He takes upon the responsibility of being the Shalech. He's not allowed to be Shalech Yadi?
No, only if he had permission from the Baal, no. Now, there's another major topic. I want to try to chop it in. There's a famous Machlokes Rishonim. And I'm going to give the basics on it. How many shavuos does a shomer swear? Three. Shaloi pashati ba. Shaloi shalachti ba yad. Because if you were shaleich yad, then you're going to be chayv and einsin. And shavuos she'ene b'shusi. The Rambam, I think we brought down the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the main shavu of a shomer is ene b'shusi. This that he has to swear shaloi shalachti bayad and pshia and all that, that's gilgul shvua. Once the shomer is swearing, you make him do a gilgul. But that really seems to be a huge machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold the ikar shvua of a shomer is all three shvuas. What's the nafka mean if it's gilgul or not? So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a ktsois. There's a few interesting things, but there's a ktsois. Let's say in all honesty, you go to a shomer and you say, what's with the thing? What's with the pekadon? He says, I don't know, it's someone stole it or it got lost. He says, were you pesheya? Hey, were you pesheya? And he starts stammering. He says, I don't know. I'm thinking back what happened last week when I don't know. Could be, I don't have a lid on it. I'm not sure if I was pesheya or not. You're holding my swearing, you're shalei pesheyti? I can't. I don't know if I was pesheya or not. He has to pay?
I say, chaver al bray.
Raya.
You need a raya. You wanted to pay. You need a raya that he was Peshayah. Prove it.
No, Shomer's Chayiv. Shomer's Chayiv. Shomer's Chayiv. Shomer's Chayiv, unless he's with.
What?
No, but maybe if it was Bepshi, he's Chayiv to pay. And he doesn't know if it was Peshaya. What?
Right.
Is there mitoich by a Shomer?
Why not?
It's a Shvur Daraisa. Why not? Zok Tiksois and Shin Mem. According to many Rishonim, the Shvur Shaloi Peshayti Bo is not the main Shvur by Shomer. The main Shvur is only Shani Bershusi. The Shvur of Shaloi Peshayti Bo is only Gilgal. If it's only Gilgal, there's no mitoich on a Gilgal, like many Shitas. There's no mitoich on a Gilgal. So if he doesn't know, so he won't have to pay. You won't have to pay. Now, it seems to be a huge machlokes rishonim. If shvua shaloi pashaiti bo, and shvua shaloi shalachti bo yad, is the ikra shvua of shomer, it's only a gilgal. I saw a fascinating zach in the Nesivos in Reish Sadi Dalet. He makes a pshara. He says avada a shomer has to mamish swear like pashaiti bo. Mi ikra hadin. But after like pashaiti bo, even if an oinus happens, sometimes there's a pshia that caused the oinus. It's tilosi the pshia b'sayf of oinus. That is only Gilgal. So he tries to make a pshara that there's no machlokes rishonim. On one hand, avada, there is a shvua direct on shaloi peshayti bo. But on pshia, machmas oinus, that is only Gilgal. What about shaloi shalachti bayad? Tosfos has a bomb kashim. There's a mefurish pasuk. If a shomer has eidim that it was stolen with nishbar or nishba. Nishba means it was mamish oinus gomer, a hold up and an oinus gomer. And he has Eidim, not a shvua. Eidim that it was nishbar and nishbar, that it was a holdup. So the Gemara says you don't have to swear. Freptisis, in a chanam you don't have to swear shaloi pashayti bo, because you have Eidim that it was a holdup. But you should still have to swear. No, any b'shusi also no. You saw the holdup. You saw them taking.
No,
you didn't get it back. Oh, you still have to swear shaloi shlachti bayad. Why does it say? It says the nishba ray nishba. Ain roya. There were no edim. Ha yesh roya. If there are edim, then it was a hold up. Yobi raya the potter. Just bring those edim in, and then you'll be potter. Why? Shema shalach bayad. Maybe last week you were shaleach yad, and yichayv even an oitzin. How do you get potter from the shlichus yad shvua? Zaktais is three trutzim. Eres the teretz. The yesh loymar. She potter mishvua shenensa. You're only potter from the oinus shvua. You still do have to swear shalach bayad. Inami, this is so exciting. Give me a minute. Inami, shaloi shalachti bayad ein nishba ela yidei Gilgal. The whole din of shlichus yad is only a Gilgal. If there are edim that it was an oinus, there's no chiyuv shvua at all. No Gilgal, no stav, no system, no shvua at all. The erste teretz holds that shlichus yad is also a shvua deraisa. So chach that you have to swear even if there's edim on the oinus. The second time result is only as Gilgal. Rabbeinu Tam is a third sheet. Rabbeinu Tam is a scam. My mamish took me a time to chap this. Like Rabbeinu Tam, a shomer never has to swear shalei shalach bayad. Out of the box, what? Maybe you used it a little bit. Shalei shalach bayad means swear to me you didn't mamish eat it. Meaning, any b'shusi is you're hiding it in your basement. And shalei shalach bayad means swear to me you didn't mamish consume it, eat it up totally, not borrowed it for a few minutes. Lo yilu faker. I don't mean Rabbeinu Tam Farish. Afilu la yidei Gilgal lo yishav ahechashi emesi b'fenenu. Ein megalgal nela b'dover adoima. Lo meyesh lo mer shesholach bayad. Why out of the box? Why should I think that? The dafti b'shut ben shecholku. You think like that? Umash shvur shalai shalach bayad mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. You have to swear that you didn't mamish eat it. Frek the velt. Isn't that included in shvur shalai pashayti ba? Why say it's not? Shalai pashayti ba is that you weren't pashaya. Yeah, it wasn't Pashay. I mamish ate it. It was a hema. I wasn't Pashay. I had it for lunch. It's a separate shvua. There's a shvua. No, like the Rabbi Sholach Boyad, literally. It's not Shlichas Yad. Rabbi Natam is Machadish that the shvua Shlich Sholach Boyad doesn't mean the Sugi and Hamafki Shlichas Yad. It means Mangal.
The way
So when he's swearing to the guy and he's saying, okay, I did this or I did that,
right.
He's, if he would have eaten it, then it has nothing to do with the pshit.
I mean, it's even me, yeah.
I know, it's not the Donna.
He said Shannon at the time, so you still have to swear that.
I think you're cool with that. The Rashi is a Lashon by the Chesed.
That's stealing.
That sounds like there's something unique about the Chesed, that there's two.
Yeah,
that's
true. And you're right, giving it to you as another.
That's a guy from every school.